It's a few minutes before 10 when Sioux City's Art Center unlocks the front doors, but several visitors are waiting in the adjacent parking lot. Art Center Director Al Harris Fernandez enjoys the attention.
A lot of people have traveled to Sioux City from 2 or 3, 4, 5, 8 hours away to see the exhibition. Somebody came from Mexico City. Really, we've gotten some very interesting people here that hadn't been here before and discovered Sioux City and the Art Center and enjoyed the mural.
Including longtime South Sioux City resident Patrick Pearson, who traveled just a few miles.
Been planning on coming, but I just never did. And so I saw it on television, and he's a real famous artist, so I just come to see what it looked like.
And visitors with a purpose, such as the chairman of Sioux Center's Dort College Philosophy Department, Mark Tazeler.
I'm a philosophy professor, and I teach aesthetics, so that was part of what drew me as well, is teaching a course like that. Then obviously, anytime you have a chance to see great art, you want to go see it. So help me to understand what I'm supposed to be teaching better.
Seeing mural was emotional for Sioux City's Deborah Busey.
I thought it was cool. It's a very extraordinary piece of artwork. Very impressed, the size, the color, the depth. Really loved having it here so that we could see it ourselves. Even my husband, who is not really an artist and not really into art, thought it was extraordinary.
That's enthusiasm telling Center Director Harris Fernandez it was worth persuading the painting's owner, the University of Iowa, to loan it to Sioux City.
Yeah, we raised over $200,000 to make this happen. Security alone is about $50,000. Insurance is very high and the shipping is high, and we have to do a lot of renovations.
Even with those costs, the Art Center is not charging admission. It's the first exhibition since leaving the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, where the University of Iowa's Museum of Art director Sean O'Hara says mural was conserved.
We say conserved, the old term was restore. They were able to take the varnish off it, clean it, and it now has transformed. There were colors that we've never seen before, or at least not since 1972 when it was varnished.
Last summer's Getty Museum mural exhibit drew more than 300,000 visitors, a museum record. Much of Getty's ancillary exhibit materials are in Sioux City, along with mural, for another couple of weeks.
It's difficult to move art like this, so this was an incredible opportunity to be able to show this historic painting, probably the most important painting in the state of Iowa, in a place like Sioux City. And this is the start of a larger project with Sioux City where we're able to move more of the collection there on a regular basis.
That's partly because the University of Iowa's art collection, including mural, is displaced while the Art Center buildings damaged by the 2008 flood are being replaced.
And so while we're doing that, we're going to take the show on the road, as it were, and we're going to open the Venice Biennale in Venice with this painting and a larger exhibition that we're putting together. We own about half the works in the exhibition. And the exhibition's entitled Jackson Pollock's Mural, Energy Made Visible. This will be quite a popular show. We expect several hundred thousand people to visit it.
And for Sioux City's Al Harris Fernandez?
You know, I go in and see it just about every day when I let the guards, security guards go or go in and give somebody a break. And every time I see it, I really enjoy it. That's a sign of a really great artwork, is that you can keep looking at it and it keeps revealing itself. It keeps showing you something new all the time. And it's going to be hard to say goodbye.
In Sioux City, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.